Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. All right, let's dive into the tech news that actually matters. A major security issue just popped up. There's a backdoor in a popular code library that's already drained $155,000 from digital wallets. If you're using any third-party libraries, now's the time to double-check your dependencies. This is why we can't have nice things in open source. Speaking of things breaking, Linus Torvalds is not happy with x86_64 feature levels. He's calling them completely broken, which is Linus speak for this is a total mess. Expect some heated debates in the CPU architecture world soon. In crypto news, Bitcoin just hit $100K. Whether this means the crypto winter is over or we're just setting up for an even bigger crash, who knows? But if you've been holding, congrats on the paper gains. OpenAI is making moves in the publishing world, signing a content deal with Future. This could be the start of a trend. AI companies partnering directly with publishers. Keep an eye on how this impacts content creation and distribution. For those of you managing Windows systems, heads up, Microsoft is doubling down on TPM requirements for Windows 11. They're calling it non-negotiable now. If you're planning any upgrades or new installs, make sure you've got TPM 2.0 on all your hardware. This impacts everything from security features to BitLocker and Windows Hello. On the data side, AWS just added native Apache Iceberg support to S3. If you're working with data lakes, this could seriously speed up your queries. Definitely worth checking out if you're in the big data world. Here's a cool one for the hardware folks. There's a new GPS alternative that uses Earth fingerprints for positioning. No more lost signals in urban canyons or deep valleys. This could be a game changer for navigation in tricky environments. In the wearable space, Oura Ring is pushing the boundaries of health tech. They've got a new ML model that can detect early signs of illness 3 days before symptoms show up. If you're into quantified self or health tech, this is one to watch. For the productivity nerds, there's a new AI-powered to-do list app called Twos. It turns your tasks into actionable steps. For example, if you type plan team offsite, it'll give you venue suggestions, a budget template, and more. Could be a time saver for project management. Lastly, let's talk about Amazon's new Nova LLMs. They're available through the LLM Bedrock plugin and offer multimodal prompting at competitive prices. Here's a quick example. You can use it to explain quantum computing in just 5 words. The output, superposition entanglement qubits manipulate information. Pretty impressive. And here's a dev shower thought to leave you with. If code comments were honest, they'd probably say something like, I have no idea why this works, but it does. Don't touch it. We've all been there, right? Remember, the code for all examples is available at compiler.io. If you'd like to create AI-generated content like this, check out secretagent.xyz. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.